love Marvel.
Comic Conversations.
It's awesome.
With your host,
the wickedly talented
Fat Man.
The Nanomachine.
Luro.
Metal Gear.
And Marvel 2K.
We're all very into Metal Gear.
Yeah, what brought this on? And I mean, nobody knows what exactly how this
Marvel. No, I know. Marvel decided he apparently never played the Metal Gear games.
Well,
he played one
solid. I played one. I beat one, and then two was too hard for me, and I gave up. And then I played.
Okay, well, he decided he was going to play them all because the new one was out, and he kept talking about it. And I wanted to play the HD collection, but I couldn't find it, so I went to the store and I bought the new one.
Yeah, and this coincides with number 5 also being released as of late. So,
well, that's
it was like
what
a perfect storm of Metal Gear
five.
for this week's show.
Yeah, it's a Metal Gear thing. Metal Gear.
Yeah, that's why I knew you would like that for your job. I specifically thought of you. I'm like, Metal Gear. And I remember
I love the way he says it.
Last week we were talking about the Metal Gear Solid 3 song. And we kept talking about that. I'm like, oh, I should give that to Luro, but like that was that's especially that part of the song is particularly funny.
By the way, Kiefer, no buys.
Aww.
Just no buys. He doesn't even talk in the game. I'm only on like the very first mission of the game. Uh-huh. And Ocelot talks for 15 minutes and Snake never says a single word to him.
He never once says, Metal Gear.
Yeah, he doesn't say, Metal Gear, huh?
Oh, I should put that in too.
It's not the same.
All right, let's do the proper show intro. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. You're listening to... Oh, let's see. Let me try this again. live show intro, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is Fatman. You're listening to episode 110 of Comic Conversations, where we talk all things comics for the week of August 9th, 2015. And as always, I am joined by my co-hosts, Marvel 2K and Luro. Luro, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Fantastic. And Marvel 2K.
I'm better than a tree frog.
Which you might be eaten.
Yes. Or you might go through the rain.
Some days.
Only some days, not every day. Don't expect this to be a regular thing. All right, let's go into our first segment, as always, news. We got a couple of news stories here today. The first of which, Mary Jane apparently being attached to the new Invincible Iron Man series written by Brian Michael Bendis.
He's writing Iron Man? Yeah. Holy shit.
Where have you been?
I don't know. Maybe I knew, but I forgot.
This is because people were saying, oh, they're doing Secret Wars, so they're going to put Mary Jane and Peter back together.
Oops.
So they're like, no, Dan Slott, you will not do that. He made a deal with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And that is still canon, even though we could have written it out.
Marvel hates happy superheroes.
Apparently they do.
Well, apparently, it's better. I guess.
But just because she's on the title doesn't mean they're together.
Well.
All the variant covers I've seen so much is just a strictly business relationship and Tony's trying to creep up on her.
By the way, we didn't put this in our thing. Unity is ending.
This is what happens when we don't read Valiant books.
Well, it's okay. We got a large backlog.
And technically they're not Unity. We've been over this.
What?
It's Unit Y.
No, they are Unity. The team they came from
was Unit Y. Okay.
But they are still Unity.
Okay, so I guess that's technically part of news as well. Should you guys have stuff to still talk about, or do you want to move on to our next news story?
No.
Okay, our next news story is the Aftershock publisher, right? They have a bunch of titles and creative teams lined up.
They haven't listed all the creative teams because, you know, Gaiman's doing something, Azzarello's doing something.
Yeah, a while back we reported that they signed a bunch of big names, but now we're getting more of a fleshed out roster of names and titles.
Yeah, they listed some more creative teams. They listed 4 books and gave the creative teams, but there are no details on what the books are. They are Replica, which is Paul Jenkins and art by Andy Clark, In Sex.
Terrible.
It is spelled IN capital S small e capital X, T, S.
I see what they're
Marguerite
doing there.
Bennett, who is doing A-Force right now.
Uh-huh.
And Ariella Christantina. We have Super Zero from Amanda Connor and Jimmy Palmiotti and Raphael de la Torre.
Ooh.
Who I was discussing, I believe we put over. We like him.
Is he an artist or a writer?
Not sure. Artist. And Dreaming Eagles, Ennis, and Simon Colby. These are all creator-owned titles.
Okay.
I thought worth mentioning. We will read some of these probably, like, obviously I'm going to push to read the Ennis book, but.
I don't think you're going to have to push it that hard to read that.
No, but still. I'm just warning everyone.
Warning! Great comics are coming.
Well, maybe it's not great. Eh. You never know.
Okay.
It probably.
What's it called? Where Monsters Dwell. That's been an amazing book, so.
Well, it's not amazing. It's been entertaining.
No, amazing. Maybe just with all these mediocre books we read, sometimes the stuff like Where Monsters Dwell sticks out. Especially that first issue. I absolutely love the first issue.
Fair enough. That's all fine. Right. I'm not going to fight you on
it. I will
like
fight you.
I like new comics, though. So.
Okay.
I like new comics more than I like comics I've been reading for years.
Okay. And our last news story, of course, TV stuff related. So that's going to be Marvel's department. What exactly are we looking at here? You told me Jessica Jones, and I don't exactly know all the deets.
No, they already announced a release date. It's going to be November 20th at 12:01 a.m. Pacific time in all territories where Netflix is available. They sent out a press release. The show's going to have Jessica Jones, Kilgrave, Luke Cage, Patsy Walker.
Oh, nice.
And I think that's pretty much who they build in this show.
And it's
going to be her Alias investigation thing.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's good because Alias was the only time she was good, but I still don't give a shit at all. Like, I just don't care.
And it's 13 episodes.
You could still probably expect me and Marvel to marathon that and report the week that
comes
out.
I'll watch it.
Watch it because Daredevil was good, but I mean, I'm not hyped about it because I don't like the character.
Yeah, it may not be a glowing review, and I may not enjoy my time watching it, but I am going to, in fact, marathon that when that comes out and give my initial review when we do a podcast.
Okay.
And I think with that all the way, we're going to straight into the lightning round. Okay, we stuck to our word like we usually do. Laurel read Bloodstrike and I read Batman. But because we read so many stuff that we thought we don't want to do a full review of a lot of these books, we decided to bump up a lot of stuff. So what we bumped up to this week's lightning round are as follows. Planet Hulk, A-Force, Red Skull, 1602, Korvac Saga, Secret Wars 2099, and Giant Size Little Marvel. So where do you guys feel like starting? Do you want to actually, you know what? I want to hear about Bloodstrike, about the PP in the jar.
Okay. we did not get an update on the penis in the jar. Okay, there's a problem with this book now.
Wait, there's been problems from day one.
Right, but I sort of enjoyed this book because, like, it was really bad, but I wasn't sure if he knew how bad it was. In this issue, he revealed, basically, that he knows it's bad. So instead of it being bad because he can't write, which is a fact, it is bad because he's basically trying to make it bad.
So that makes me
have absolutely no interest.
It's like you want to read the book so you can laugh at him, but when he's in on the joke, you don't want to read it.
Yeah, and it's like he's not doing like a clever parody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a parody of what I'm not entirely sure, but it, you know, I don't know.
And
it's This is very disappointing.
All right, let's move on to our next review. I read Batman. I think this is the first victim of what DC has lined up, because this issue did not involve Gordon and the Bat Bunny suit in any way, shape, or form. This was sort of a out of continuity, just one-off story about Batman, this little kid that the Penguin killed, and it was kind of hard to follow. I didn't really care.
Penguin kills children?
Apparently.
What a dick.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's a heel.
Well yeah, but he shouldn't be killing kids.
At least that's the way I think happened. There was a kid that got shot, and they also mentioned that the police were shooting kids, so. And I didn't really care, because it was out of continuity. I'm like, I don't need to know what this is. Maybe it'll play into the overall storyline with this new supervillain, Mr. Bloom. Maybe he was the kid that got shot. But I don't care. Because like I said in the last issue, we left off Mr. Bloom attacking Penguin, so this issue could in fact serve a purpose to establish Mr. Bloom, but Thane straight up say, well, this is Mr. Bloom, and this is why we told this specific story. It came off more so as DC wanted to have a Batman story with the mainline series, so they just decided to completely no-sell what they've been doing as of late and just bring back the original Batman. All right, and our next lightning round review, Planet Hulk, which I absolutely loved. Okay, maybe that's me getting a little ahead of myself. I liked it a lot more than you guys. I thought it was a cool ending, but yeah, you guys were down on it, so in 2 versus 1, so you guys outranked me.
I thought it was boring. I haven't liked the series since the first issue.
Yeah, and in this book, Steve Rogers, because remember in the last issue, we found out that Bucky was dead all along.
Uh-huh.
So he got pissed at the Red King, and the Red King's like, hey, it was really Doom who killed him, because, at the end of the day, he's the one who sent him, to fight me, but you know what? We could take him down together. And then he kind of turns his back on Captain America, and then he just kills him and then decapitates him. And then he throws his head for, all his people to see. And then he gets confronted by Doc Green, who is actually a different Steve Rogers. And he tells him that, oh, yeah, I knew Bucky was dead, but, Bucky was making you weak, and, you should be, strong like a Hulk and this and that. So after he de-Hulked, he killed Doc Green, and that's kind of where it ended. He killed both of those people.
We didn't get a big swerve. We didn't see that Bucky was still alive. And we didn't find out if the Red King was whether he's Bucky or not. It was just, no.
Yeah, I thought Bucky was Doc Green for a second.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, but we got no big swerve. The biggest swerve we got in this was that Doc Green was another Steve Rogers, but even that was like, oh, okay, I guess that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That was it. I liked that it was a downer ending when you get swerve, but I thought it was fine. Like, I wanted to do a full review, but like you said, you just did complete recap in, 10, 15 seconds?
Yeah, and that was it. That was everything that happened.
All right, let's move on to our next lightning round book, A-Force, which I sort of predicted it might have been low-key, but when I saw the silhouette, they didn't show the horns because they wanted dead giveaway. But apparently it was low-key.
Yeah, Loki was the traitor. She-Hulk and the rest of her people were able to take her down, I guess. But Loki, as a last resort, teleported all the zombies from the shield to attack them.
There was a cool bit where Loki was trying to justify what he did. He's like, oh, I only did this because, who was it, Medusa or She-Hulk? He's like, oh, I'm trying to do this so we can, get on Doom's good side. But then I don't know who it was. Was it,
Medusa was the one who said that he was disappointed at because, oh, we were both queens, because,
Yeah, but then one of the A-Force chicks points out, you know what, these portals came up before anything happened with Miss America. So the fact of the matter, you've been planning this all from the get-go, and this is just a power grab for you. And in the end, this kind of makes sense as far as the long-term plans, because Loki, while he can turn into a chick, isn't necessarily a girl.
Yeah, that's what gave it away. Oh, and also because, how the way she handled Miss America situation.
Yeah.
But that happened because of her, because of Loki. Because, that happened before all that.
Yeah.
With the portal. So, yeah.
Okay. Next book, Red Skull.
He
I apologize because I'm the guy who's been keeping this book afloat for our review. And I really like the first issue, but, the second one, not so much. And this third issue, I didn't like it all.
Yeah. And then this ended anyways, but, Magneto and Red Skull, remember, they're like, oh, we're gonna go to destroy the shield because, he gave Magneto his powers and he's better than ever. Well, he was using him as a distraction. Apparently the Sentinels there are made out of metal and, he was basically burned by one of them, but Magneto try to get revenge on Red Skull and try to kill him. Mm-hmm. But Red Skull is able to fight him off and then feeds him to the zombies. So Red Skull, he's about to escape the shield, and he's about to, you know, the reason why he got thrown to the shield was because he was trying to overthrow Doom. Mm-hmm. So no, you know, so now he's like, oh, this will help my legend, and then, you know, I'll be able to take down Doom eventually. So right as he's about to leave the shield, he's shot through the head by Crossbones, then decapitated and put his head in a box to give to Doom.
What a nothing ending.
Yeah. He's like, oh, well, I'm gonna be the only one who ever got out of here alive. But yeah, that was it.
Yeah, and like I said, I apologize. I'm the one that kept that book afloat. Okay, a book that I'm not responsible for keeping afloat, and for a while I've been really down on the book, 1602.
Yeah.
and even though the ending is coming in the next issue, I don't even want to read it. Like, I don't even care if it's one more issue. I'm done.
I gotta finish it at this point.
I'm tapping out. You and Marvel can do it. We can do it lightning round if it's not worth, you know,
I don't
really
want
to
talk about this. The art was good.
Yeah,
the Enchantress prophecy is strangling, it's gonna kill Sarah. They've been traveling from one place to another. They meet Rogue, who's a witch breed and
mutant,
and, they did some shit with Cloak and Dagger in a Shakespeare play. They did Romeo and Juliet. And
that was the side story was the most over part of the last issue, so they did it again. And it was, again, it was a better story than
the side stories are better than the actual story.
Yeah,
yeah, which is why it was smart to include one again, because I'm like, oh, I kind of enjoy this, and then we went back to the normal story, and didn't Sarah die?
It looked like it, maybe.
In the last page, she got stabbed.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So that was that. What's the next book?
Are we done?
Yeah.
Next
we're done.
Book.
Yeah. Korvac Saga.
Korvac Saga wasn't bad, but it ended.
It ended rather abruptly.
Korvac, by the way, the first guy who is not a heel who wanted to kill Doom.
Mm-hmm. He thought he was an evil god. And you know what? To a degree, he's got a point.
Yeah, he does. And so they had a big fight, and then the Thors came down.
And they killed him.
And they killed Korvac.
And apparently... Yeah.
The Thors are more powerful than Korvac, who has reality-altering powers, and I had a huge problem with that, but whatever.
well, you gotta think, he did suppress his power, so he wasn't as strong.
Well, but he wasn't suppressing him anymore.
Maybe he's out of practice, I don't know.
Oh, okay, well, whatever. The Thors killed him, and the Guardians 3000. They escaped with some of the...
No, they were killed also, but before Korvac was killed, Korvac brought him back to life and he teleported them out of there.
So they don't know they're dead, and they now, they are not going to kill Doom. They're apparently just going to hide and keep Doom from killing them. So, you know, they're really not very good heroes. Really.
Well, they said they were going to spread the truth about what existed before because they're the holders of the truth, so... I think that was their whole point. They're gonna, you know, like spread the word. Cause, you know, like, remember they find out in this issue that, there was a world before Doom World or whatever.
Yeah. All the stuff the people who went crazy because of Korvac said was true. Yeah. And they're the only ones who know it, except for, you know, all the people left over.
Yeah.
All right. Next book. Secret Wars 2099. Another book that ended this week.
I like this too as an ending. Although Miguel murdered his dad.
Yeah.
Well, his dad had a gun.
Now, his dad was a dick, but he pushed him, his dad in his wheelchair, he pushed him out a fucking window and killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
that one dude, Martin Hargood, ended up being the descendant, or was he actually Baron Mordo like reincarnated?
I believe he's a descendant.
He specifically called himself Baron Mordo, though.
Yeah, well, Doctor Strange 2099 fought him.
Oh, okay.
Because Doctor Strange has that Baron Mordo.
He summoned a Cthulhu-like creature.
Who could make people be afraid.
Yeah, yeah. Bring out their worst fear.
That was his gimmick. Which they stopped by, who was that? Namor brought in a giant, thoughtless monster to fight him.
And the monster
had
no fears.
Because that monster was not afraid of anything.
Yes.
So it just kind of ate him.
Yeah, it's those walking whales. They've shown him before. I can't remember.
Although this guy did punk out Silver Surfer, so.
And to read the whole thing.
I'm sorry, that was the greatest art in the comic. And the comic had good art, but seeing a giant Cthulhu monster being eaten by a whale monster.
A walking whale.
Above a city was just incredible.
The Captain America character found out that she's been being used. Apparently her husband was the one behind it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it was not just the company, it was also, the husband.
But, after they saved the city, Miguel, he basically released them from service.
He says, okay, well, you're technically legal, but since you did, you know, you helped me out and you saved this thing, I stay out of your way, you stay out of my way. That's basically
They basically confirmed that Miguel is not a bad guy in the future.
No, at the beginning of the series, he started as a heel, but then you saw that he had this arc.
Which you know he's not the bad guy because he didn't declare that he was going to murder Doom. And that's a good point.
But like we saw in Korvac Saga, this is not an exclusive thing for villains.
Well, I think they got a little confused. They also tried to indicate that their book would be important to Secret Wars, and it won't be.
They were wrong.
The book
Korvac
ended,
Saga, Delusions of Granger.
Yeah, book ended with Black Widow eating some guy before she went on.
I thought that was the husband, but I could have been wrong.
No, it was some guy. Oh. She was like, oh, what other girlfriends have you killed?
Yeah, he was a bad guy.
Oh, okay.
So she killed him. So you know it's okay because she ate him.
As long as they're bad, right?
Yeah, it's okay to eat bad guys.
Oh, okay. And then, so does this mean with the whole thing with the dad, all of the things that he'd been plotting, does that mean he really did kill the mom? Because he sort of implied that it was a joke. But now
I don't think he killed the mom. He was just a bad guy.
Oh, okay.
Like, you could be a bad person without murdering your wife.
All right. Next book, Giant Size Little Marvel. Which even...
Guardians of the Galaxy.
We're barely there. To be honest.
We're trying to recruit them after the last issue. Mm-hmm. And then the Inhumans came and tried to recruit them. Because everybody had to recruit them. And then finally, they just said, all right, let's just close our eyes and point, and that's who they'll join. So the twins ended up joining the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants.
Even though there was Loki and other people that weren't necessarily mutants involved.
They pointed out they were just a Brotherhood of Evil. Yeah, and they joined them because it was who they ran.
And then Mystique even brought up, it's like, we're not even really a brotherhood because I'm a chick, so.
Cyclops got the shit kicked out of him in this issue, so
that's a major thumbs up.
Yeah, that was a thumbs up. But overall, I mean, it was another issue.
And we got some chibi.
The series was cute.
And we got some chibi Lockjaw.
We did, and he had a big mustache for some reason.
Because he's Lockjaw.
I didn't understand that.
And he's a pimp.
But he doesn't have a mustache.
Well, he should have a mustache.
Oh, I guess.
I think that was the takeaway of this book.
So
Lockjaw should have a mustache.
Mini Lockjaw should have a mustache, or Big Lockjaw.
Yeah, there you go. All right, that's going to do it. For our lightning round, we did like, what, 6, 7, 8 titles in like 10 minutes?
Yeah, hopefully we have stuff to say about the other books.
I have to imagine we have some actually good stuff. Now that we got rid of the filler, we're in store for the killer. All right, let's move on to this week's books. Have you guys ever heard that song before?
What is it?
It's the song.
I like the original better.
It's the song in Metal Gear Solid 2 Subsistence on the Xbox when you do the Tony Hawk levels.
Okay.
I actually played that song for Marvel today when I'm like, oh, it's the best song in Metal Gear, but not that version.
Well, yeah, but the reason why they did that cover was because it was that specific part. Have you guys played that, the Tony Hawk levels on the Metal Gear Solid 2?
No.
Tony Hawk levels?
Yeah. Were you, your Solid Snake on a skateboard?
Oh, I heard about that. No, I never did that.
You're missing out. All right, let's go into this week's books, which include All-Star Section 8, Issue 4, Suicider 6, Star Trek Green Lantern 3, Injection 5, Star 4, Walking Dead 146, Ninjak 7, Renew Your Vows 5, Civil War 4, Darth Vader 9, Shattered Empire 1, Ms. Marvel 18, Siege 3, and that's it. Sorry, I had some stuff still on the list. Cause, well, first of all, we didn't read, Deadly Class cause we, Marvel and I missed an issue. Yes. And just some stuff on the list I still had on here cause we bumped up stuff for Lightning Round. Alright, let's move on to our first book, All-Star Section 8, Issue 4, writer Garth Ennis, art by John McCrea.
I questioned, why would Wonder Woman even consider joining this team?
Well,
Wonder Woman
answer.
Pointed out no woman would join this team unless she was mentally retarded.
Those were her words, Art, not ours.
Yes. I believe at that point Bader hit her with a giant hammer, which caused her to become
in her own
retarded.
Words. Yes.
Yes, she said retarded.
My only real complaint with that so far is, like, I understand also these goofballs are like, you know, they're not to be taken seriously, but Wonder Woman came off particularly rude in this issue. Like,
well,
she was almost
she is kind of a bitch now. Have you read DC lately?
I make it a habit not to, no.
Her gimmick is she's kind of a bitch now. So.
Wow.
It was somewhat true to the character. So, it's not so much she becomes a retard, she basically becomes Bailey. She loves everyone and she's really cute.
She's nice.
And wants to have fun. And she meets Mr. Bueno and his disgusting cancerous girlfriend and decides they have to get married. And then like builds them a honeymoon suite. Sixpack feels, he feels very bad about this because he realizes, you know, we need her on the team. Because we need someone legit, but it's not right. Because, as she said, it's basically like having a retard on the team. We're taking advantage of her. But they couldn't decide what to do. Well, Bader took over, and he hit her with a hammer again. Which, in cartoon logic, if you hit somebody in a hammer and it does something to them, hitting them with a hammer again fixes the problem.
And it worked.
And it did. Yes, and she went up to him, and she's like, none of this ever happened. And she left, and that was the end of the issue. This, I actually thought, was possibly the funniest issue of the series so far. I really
like
the last issue.
What?
I like the last issue a lot, the one with Martian Manhunter.
Eh, much care for it. I like the Batman but one. So far, that's been the peak of the series so far.
Oh, see, I thought the Martian Manhunter was one of the best ones. I like this one more. So this was my favorite issue of the series.
Speaking of,
eventually we're gonna get Superman, right?
I think that's gonna wind up being the end of this. Or no, wait, we're probably gonna get Superman next, and then the final one's gonna be with whoever would be a proper fit for the team. So I don't know what.
They also tease problems between the team and the Grappler.
Yeah, people hate the fact that he kept bringing up his. You see, I have this hook because I am the Grappler.
Well, they were annoyed because he's always like, I'm the Grappler. And they're like, he doesn't even have superpowers. He's got a stupid costume. Which, you know, it's Sixpack talking to like fucking Dog Welder. And they're talking about how he has a stupid costume. But, you know.
Speaking of costumes and people like Bailey, I just want to get sidebar yet. Have you guys seen those pictures of the MMA fighter Roxanne Modafferi going to the weigh-ins in the Katana outfit?
Of course not.
Marvel, have you seen that?
Yes, I don't care.
Yeah. I think it's great. Well, we're on halfguard.com, so everybody here cares about it. So,
oh, man. You tried to mix it in. Yeah, let's talk about some MMA shit. Even MMA fans don't care about that.
Well, because you
talked
about Bailey and you talked about wacky costumes, so I thought I'd try to throw out some feelers, see if even Marvel cares about that.
All right. That was a good attempt.
Yeah. A for effort. All right. Let's move on to our next book, Suiciders number 6. Writer Lee, let's see if I can pronounce this right, Bermejo, art by Lee Bermejo as well? Huh, same last name.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the same guy.
Okay. Sorry, I'm running 100 miles a minute. So.
I don't know about this book, man.
I don't want to read this book anymore. And the thing is, this is the end of the first storyline. It's just, I came to the core of the problem. The main character is not interesting at all.
No.
There are no side characters in this book.
It's funny because a while back I gave up on this book, but you guys kept championing it, and I don't know. I feel like it's been a while since this book has come out, and now that we're coming back to it, I'm like, if that's right. If there's a reason why I didn't care for it initially.
If you will recall, issue 5, the last issue, I said, I'm not sure if I want to read this anymore.
Yes, we came to that conclusion.
This basically just confirmed it. It was like all the other issues. The art's good.
There's nothing there's nothing inherently wrong with the book. It's just, it's a nothing book.
Yes, there's, the real problem is there are no good characters. There's one character. It is a one character book, and that character is not interesting.
No.
So that hurts the book a lot. Now, you're supposed to be interested in the world, which
the world was interesting in the first issue.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I sort of am, but not enough to keep reading.
That's not the focal point. That's the problem.
Well, and the art is very good, but I mean, everything looks the same because everything's very brown or gray, which it's supposed to be. That's what he's going for. It's just I don't care.
In this issue, we got the full origin of the Saint and how he escaped. Apparently, he was fighting on the outside, but he escaped to L.A. and got plastic surgery, and he became the Saint. And he hid the fact that he was an immigrant. He fights off his handlers, you know, in the present day, and he escapes to L.A. and then he goes to meet that woman and her child that he left behind.
He goes back to the bar he started out in, and she's still there. She's just, you know, she has short hair.
Oh, and also that one reporter, the one who had taken pics and had gotten all that information from the computer, and he was on the run.
He got fucked by his coyote.
Yeah, he was about to escape from L.A. and then the guy killed him.
No, it wasn't that. He didn't directly kill him. He told him like, okay, bro, just go through that that vent there, and that's your way out. And he goes through the vent, and the vent lets out on the top of the wall right by the guards. And then he's like, ha ha.
Yeah, but he got shot, didn't he?
He got shot by the guards.
And he killed, right?
Yeah, they shot him and killed him, but the guy who brought him, didn't kill him himself. He had him killed, basically.
Ah.
So he got got.
He got got.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, like Marvel said, this wasn't bad. It's just not, and I mean, I'm sort of interested in what happens with him and the girl. Sort of.
Not a whole lot. Yeah.
And also, I don't know if this second to last page was when, I think that was part of the origin. Cause he was all wrapped up. He's like, I give you the Saint. I don't know if that's some different guy or if that's just him and they're showing his origin of how he got that
present. I thought that was the origin. Well, he also cut his tattoo off, by the way, at the end.
Yeah.
Because last page, which is nice, like he's just chilling in the bar with no shirt on and a gaping wound in his chest.
In the shape of the
tattoo. Yeah, in the shape of the tattoo. That's nice of him. No, I mean, you know, if it's a slow week,
actually, you know what? I just noticed something on this book.
What?
I opened it up and I'm at the last page. I didn't know this was the first time I read it. Apparently, this book isn't coming out with a new issue until 2016.
Oh, okay, I might want to read it again.
Maybe my family might care again.
It says next, The Kings of Hell A.
Because it's a book that had an interesting premise. I remember when I first read the first issue, I loved the art and I sort of liked the direction of the book. But then where I saw what was going, I wasn't super fascinated with. That's why I initially dropped it.
To defend it. In the next series, we're apparently going to be getting more about what's outside of L.A.
Yeah, and then, like I said, it won't come out till 2016, so by then we're like, okay, it'll be fresh to us again.
Yeah, you know what? I will read it again then. If he does another 6 issues,
they may be able to fool us.
And I imagine that's because his art is detailed. It probably takes him some time to get
it. It is very good. I love it. That's the one thing I will champion. The story, the premise is kind of cool, but the execution kind of flops. But the art is fantastic, and I love it.
All right. So that was Suicider.
Yep. All right. Next book. Another book I'm kind of down on, to be personally honest. Star Trek Green Lantern number 3, writer Mike Johnson, art by Angel Hernandez.
I don't want to read this anymore.
Yeah, let's not talk about it a lot, because I didn't really read it. Marvel said it wasn't very good.
Here's my review.
So,
a paint-by-numbers crossover between Green Lantern and Star Trek. And go.
I thought the art was good, because... being that I didn't want to read it, instead, I just looked at all the pictures.
And you pretty much got the same story.
The book seem exciting and somewhat enjoyable. The head of the Black Lanterns, the Death
Necron.
Ring.
Necron?
Necron was introduced, and I'm like, oh, great.
He's what caused them to get teleported, because, Ganfit used the Last Light, which is like a last resort, and apparently very few people can use it. But apparently Necron is in the Star Trek universe now too, apparently.
Well, good.
So.
That'll be trouble.
Apparently the next issue is the last issue. At least that's what Fetman said. Is that true, Fetman?
I don't remember, but it looks, the way the book's going, it very may well be. Let me see if I can pull
it. It feels rushed.
It feels rushed.
They still got the side story going on with Sinestro and stuff.
Yeah, and I don't know about
No, but then they have all the other characters from the Lantern books. I wouldn't be surprised if this wraps up in the next issue. In fact, let me look this up right now on Comic List.
I'm just saying, they're gonna rush if they're doing it one more.
No, I'm wrong. In fact, it in fact has three more issues to go.
So
that sounds right.
Okay, I'm not reading it anymore. I don't care. I'm done with this book.
I'm not as like negative on the book as you guys, but I don't want to, if you guys are gonna read it, and we have a
I'll flip through the next one if it looks like it's more interesting.
Dude,
than this,
we had 22 books to read this week. If we don't read Star Trek versus Green Lantern, we will live.
No, I agree.
All right, next book, Injection number 5, writer Warren Ellis, art by, let's see if I can pronounce this as always, Declan Chavalry.
This was great.
Well, to make Fetman and Marvel feel better. Warren Ellis decided to explain everything in the first page of the book. And then apparently, for people like Marvel and Fetman, he then went on to expand upon his explanation for the next 5 pages.
Good.
And then we had some action and some interesting stuff, and the art's really good. We had some development of our Cunning Man character, who is responsible for all this. We had development of our villain, the Injection, who is a
non-biological AI.
He is a summoned being crossed with a piece of AI. Okay, so here's what happened. They were going to release something onto the internet, like just an AI that would
keep progress from slowing down.
Yes, in some confusing way. Well, magic guy says, hey, this is a spell, and I have turned this spell into computer code. Insert this into your thing before you run it, and then it'll work. And it did. However, it caused the problem of the thing decided that it was going to bring folklore and myths to life because it can do that now.
Through magic, because it's change, it's altering science in order to create these realities.
Yes, and it spoke to one of the characters because it talks. When we have the big yellow text, that is the Injection talking. And it basically said it's doing this just because.
Because people got bored.
Yeah, it's talking to them because they're technically, those 5 people are his parents.
Uh-huh.
But he's doing all this to teach them a lesson. Basically saying, you shouldn't have done this. If humankind is going to go through a period of stagnation, you should have let it happen. You would have come out of it eventually. But because you did this and tried to circumvent it, I am punishing you.
That was great.
He said because he matured very fast.
Yeah.
And apparently that means he's a dick. The side story was the crazy girl is going down to deal with some Spriggans, mm-hmm. which led to a disgusting moment in the comic where, okay, so the first 2 guys she comes across, to beat the Spriggan, you have to turn their clothes inside out.
Yeah.
So she gets them to take their jackets inside out. Then she comes upon the head Spriggan, which is a naked guy.
Who cannot take off his jacket.
Who can't take off his jacket. So what does she do? She fucking cuts him open and turns his skin inside out.
And my favorite part is when she's cutting into him, she's apologizing. She's all, sorry, I don't want to do this.
Well, because the guy's like coming out of it and she's doing it, but she has to finish. It's the only way to get rid of it. So yeah, she had to cut him up. And that's when the Injection was talking to her. It's such a dick.
but rightfully so, they shouldn't have created something so powerful that could completely alter reality.
Yeah. And it's teaching them that.
What is it with this? And then we had this with Dying of the Dead last week where a book will explain its premise like third, fourth issue in. Is this an Image thing where they just wait for the end of the first graphic novel?
No, this is a writer thing.
No, because it's creator owned.
Oh.
This is a writer thing.
Yeah, Image isn't telling these people what to write.
Folks need to stop doing that. Explain the characters and the premise of your book in the first issue.
No, because they did explain the characters in the first four issues. Yeah, they gave you insight into the characters, and they gave you some indication of what was going on. This just put a stamp on it and said, yes, this is exactly what's going on, now you know. Because if they explain everything in the first issue, you really have no reason to read it anymore, because you already understand everything.
Maybe they're taking advantage of the fact that most of Image people read it in trade, so.
Or that they have more patience than a Marvel comic reader.
Yeah, because usually I'll give it a couple issues.
I don't
mind
these type of books, but when we have like multiple books that are like this, I get and it's like and again.
Yeah, me and Marvel talked about this. Marvel said he likes the long build, but he doesn't like the long build done in seven different comics at once.
Like, well, what else was he doing this in? He was doing this in Trees, right? And we gave up on that.
There was who was the one who wrote? What was that one book? The one with the guy who's like
Trees.
No, not Trees. The one where the asteroid in space and the occult stuff.
Oh, remember? Nameless.
What is it?
Nameless, right?
Yeah, Nameless. Yeah, Nameless was the same way.
Nameless wasn't, though. Nameless, they were pretty clear on what was going on.
But not the first issue.
No, but the first issue is meant to say, here's a bunch of weird shit, come back to find out what's going on.
I think Marvel's wrong here, because they did sort of explain it to me, but the thing is, they swerved you, so that's not necessarily Morrison's fault.
Is Nameless still going on, by the way?
I kept thinking. I'm like, and that's by your boy Morrison, so you should go over that.
Did we miss that?
No, I think they either took a break. I'll look it up.
Well, while you're looking that up,
break or something.
While you do that, I'll continue with the updates that no one cares about. Floyd Mayweather Jr. beat Andre Berto, to no surprise.
Yes. Yeah, you already told me.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a timestamp too. So this is Saturday night.
It's coming out September 23rd. By the way.
Okay, so 10 more days. So
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Okay, you guys ready for the next book?
The end of this issue. That one. What are they called? The Cunning Man or whatever?
He is a cunning man.
Yeah, he summoned a blacksmith.
But a very famous blacksmith.
That I've never heard of, but apparently he's a thing in England.
Who comforted him, pretty much.
Yeah. Right,
and told him what was what.
Next book.
Yeah.
Walking Dead 146, writer Robert Kirkman, art by Charlie Adlard.
Rick is an idiot, and so is everyone else in the Walking Dead world. This issue featured them arguing again about
what to do in the aftermath.
Rick, okay, Marvel read this different from me. Marvel is probably correct. I read it as the people all saying, well, they killed a bunch of people and put their heads on sticks, so we got to go kill all of them. And I read it as Rick saying, no, we don't do that anymore. We're not going to kill them. And I'm like, you are a fucking idiot. Marvel read it as, no, we can't just go run off. We have to have a plan.
Yes.
If that was it, that's fine. During this, Rick, in a meeting with the other leaders, is talking to Maggie, and he knows that Maggie killed
Gregory.
Greg knows Maggie killed Gregory, and he points out, you shouldn't have done that, because that's not the way the world is anymore, and we're trying to get away with that and rebuild society. I again question why no one points out that we have the death penalty currently, and society has not ended. It existed before the zombie apocalypse, Rick. You were a fucking cop in Georgia. I'm pretty sure they have the death penalty. Society did not end. I personally am not for it, but it did exist, and society did not end. Rick, you are stupid.
I feel like the smartest man in the world for not reading this book now.
So, Rick goes home and he finds Eugene with, Andrea.
Eugene is a hardcore fucking stone cold killer.
He is now, because he killed his woman. Even though his woman cheated on him and was pregnant with someone else. But,
someone else's kid, and he was gonna raise the kid as his own. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But he says these people got to die, but he's just like Rick. He's like, we can't go out there just, you know, all willy nilly without a plan. And he's like, we have an advantage over Alpha in that we have her daughter. And then they kind of just ended.
Yeah, he wants to use her daughter to get to their leader.
Yeah.
Which is, if Rick goes along with this, then, you know, that's shitty. Like, that's something we don't do now. Unless you're evil. But, no, this was, you know,
it was a good issue. Yeah, it was a good issue. Yeah. It's just
Rick and Maggie got in a fight. Maggie beat the shit out of him and then they hugged. They did a bro hug. Well, because Rick has a cane now.
Yeah, he can't really walk. And...
yeah, he's not as spry as he used to be. So she beat the shit out of him. And that was funny. And then they hugged it out.
Yeah, they hugged it out literally.
And Jesus was there to be like, oh, they're friends again. Jesus is gonna die, by the way. He's far too capable and likable to live.
Here's my Walking Dead question. When are we getting the Vaughn stuff?
I don't know. I don't know when that is.
When this storyline ends, I think.
Oh god.
I honestly have no clue when it is.
Hickman's gonna finish up his current storyline before Vaughn takes over.
Good. Is Kirkman just gonna take a break or?
No! We've been over
he's
this.
Writing he's another series.
That's
right?
What I thought. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's writing another series.
But then Vaughn's
but he's got to keep publishing Walking Dead.
Okay, and then Vaughn is just doing a one arc, right?
It's 12 issues, I think.
12 issues.
Okay, that's not bad. That's sizable. Yeah, because I'm not really a Walking Dead guy, so every single time we review
it. Try it when Vaughn writes it.
What's that? Yeah, I'll definitely read when Vaughn writes it.
Okay.
All right, next book, Ninjak number 7, writer Matt Kent, art by Juan Jose. What the hell? I'm not even going to try to pronounce that, because I think they messed up here. Ripe? R-Y-P?
This was good, but it took me like 5 pages to realize the chick he was meeting with wasn't that Roku.
It wasn't Roku, yeah.
No, she kind of looked like her.
Well, because she was another redhead.
Yeah,
so.
That's why I thought reading when I first went through this, I was like, is that Roku? Can Roku transform?
No.
Okay.
No. We found out it wasn't her when we got the origin story of this girl.
Yeah, sure. Her name is evil. Yeah, she's Sagween. She's one of the Shadow 7. And she went to that temple in Kathmandu where she got her powers. You know, that side story they've been doing?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I guess she's tracking down, Neville's daughter.
Yes.
At the school, but Colin meets her there. And then, they have a talk and then, spoilers, she loses to Ninja.
No, I thought she would have killed Ninjak.
Cool
and
fighting,
be the
though. She bit him at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
She had like steel teeth, like jaws, and a detachable jaw.
And then she did all this stuff to her surgically, so when Ninjak stabbed her in the heart, there was no heart there.
Well, she could move her organs around.
I don't think she could move her organs around at will. I think she did, like they mentioned earlier in the issue, she got surgery and got it moved around.
Well, he said she could move her organs around.
Oh, okay, never mind. I read that
Ninjak
wrong.
Said that, so.
Apparently, and we also got some more backstory on Ninjak's life growing up. He's ashamed of his parents. Apparently his parents are shitheads. And the reason why the butler's all hard on him is because he doesn't want him to end up like his parents.
Yeah, well, he came home from his visit with the girl in France, and his parents were passed out drunk, which is apparently what they do all the time.
Yes.
And, yeah, the butler smacked him around for being out and being a loser, and he's like, he basically said, you know why I do this? It's so you don't end up like this. And he indicates his parents who were drunk, passed out by the pool in the middle of the day. So
the butler with a baby face turn, somewhat,
sort of.
I mean, it's like he's got good intentions. He's a hard disciplinarian.
He goes about it a real dick way because he was beating the shit out of an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Like he's a teenager now, so you know I guess that's okay.
Yeah.
But you know when you're 8 and you're like doing horrible things to him, like that's not good.
No.
Also, that's just gonna make him rebel. So you're, but yeah, his parents, super spies or not, are fuck ups. So
yeah, we get the backup story. Apparently, it shows Ninjak at that mystical temple in Kathmandu. The monks they kind of like drug him and throw him into a pit.
He had it a lot worse than she did.
Yeah. And, Neville searches for Ninjak, but you know, he can't find a fucking temple, but Ninjak is able to get out of that pit. But he's met by like a group of people, and I guess they're gonna put him through another test.
Yeah. Well, he can't find the temple because, there's, it's either magic or he thinks someone has like, psychic powers and they can math. Cause you can't find the temple if you're looking for the temple.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, what do I need to, find it? He's like, oh, do I need, I think even proposed, oh, what do I have that they don't? He's like, oh, love.
you have to like want something and be kind of evil.
Yes.
Which Ninjak got in, so. He's a little evil.
Yeah. He's kind of evil, he's kind of a dick, so. It is what it is.
He is a dick. I love that about Ninjak.
As do I.
I really will hope they make a Ninjak movie. You know, like they're making that, they're making the, what's it, the, Blood, what's his name? Blood,
Bloodshot.
Yeah, Bloodshot movie.
It's the first time I'm hearing of it. They're making a Bloodshot movie?
I've told you about this before.
I'm an old
they
man.
They licensed we established it.
This.
They're not.
Well, they've licensed it. But they licensed that one and they licensed that, Harbinger for a movie.
Harada in movies.
Oh god.
Nice.
So now I can hate him on the big screen.
Well, yeah. And they'll have to hire that, that one Asian guy. Ken Watanabe.
Ah.
Cause he plays every Asian guy when they need an Asian guy. He's the only, him and Jet Li. They're the only Asian
I don't know
actors.
Jet Li does movies now. He's, when you do the, what's called the, what's that movie with Bruce Willis? The people that are all washed up.
Expendables?
Expendables. When you're Expendables, I think that means Hollywood's not using you anymore.
I haven't seen Jet Li movie in a while, so I don't know when the last
time I think there's a reason why he's in that franchise.
Well, they could, if they can get Jackie Chan away from making pro-communist movies in China, they can get him to do it.
Isn't he dead? The internet told me he's dead.
No, he's in China making like pro-communism movies.
You sure? The internet wouldn't lie to me.
Yes, they were on Netflix.
I'm doing
he had done.
I'm doing a bit.
This is a fact.
I'm doing a bit.
He's very conservative. Okay. Which in China is communist.
Okay. Next book, Starve number 4, writer Brian Woods, art again, Daniel Zsasz.
Hey, Starve is a good comic book.
Stop the presses.
This issue, by the way, reveals that the cooking shows in the Starve world are better than everything on the Food Network by far. Because they came up with a new gimmick for this episode.
Well, they've been doing that so far, yeah.
And the gimmick was, they have to work,
teams.
They get split into teams and they have 24 hours. They get sent to different restaurants. However, the cooks in the restaurants do not want them there and do not want to be displaced, which means every time they go to a restaurant, they have to brawl with the kitchen staff and beat the shit out of them.
That was great.
Chase them out of their own kitchen. And then they have to cook. This is the first multiple part story we're getting in Starve because we only got through the first restaurant and the first couple hours.
I believe they're calling the story arc Blood and Sausage.
Yes. And he told his team after they won and got a very high score on their food, by the way. They got like a 36 out of 40 on their squid with rendered pig fat. And garlic and by cooking measures, this would have been a good thing because squid can dry out. Mm-hmm. So he rendered the pork belly and then still added bacon, which is a bit ridiculous. It almost undoes the squid. Okay, I'm getting into food criticism now.
Yeah, I know. Now you're going to the actual, like, food of that.
Well, aspect. It is a strong part of the thing.
Brian Wood actually doesn't know what he's talking about in this book when he's laying out the recipe for each of the dishes that they feature in the book.
He spoke to someone, or he watches a lot of food.
Yeah, because he goes into painstaking detail when he has the little window where it has all the ingredients and how it's prepared.
Yeah.
So he's clearly not just telling a story. He, if not, like you said, he's not talking to somebody, he actually did research.
Yeah.
Or this could have been a passion project of his. Maybe this, like when he's not writing comic books, he's into cooking stuff.
He's watching Food Network. Yeah, so, but he meets with his team after, and they're all like, oh, that was awesome. Except for one of them is like, I've never hit anybody before. I don't feel right about this. And he's like, oh, quit being a pussy. And by the way, he defended this as saying, you know, cooks are very passionate people. And this is a, you know, like, this is a normal thing.
Oh, they made fun of that one Gordon Ramsay in this, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, they did. They did bury him.
Yes.
He's all, you know what? You could cut into people all you want, but if you really want to show how passionate you are, you'll beat people up.
Yeah. Yeah, he was making fun of Gordon Ramsay very directly there, because Ramsay never punches
anyone.
It's
frozen! It's rotten!
You disgusting fat cow! Oh, I kind of love Ramsay, but he is
as do I.
Most.
Oh, he's got a new show where he's not a dick.
What?
Yeah, he's
that kills the gimmick.
It's like they do competitions. It's kind of like the same.
Oh, MasterChef.
Yeah, MasterChef.
That's on like season 6, dude.
He's not a dick. He's not a dick in that.
No, he's not. He's trying to be nice. If you watch the English version of Kitchen Nightmares, he was occasionally a dick, but he tended to be much nicer on that show.
Ah.
Him being a giant dick was real. It was from documentaries they did before he started doing constant shows, like him actually working in his restaurants. It turned out he was, in fact, a giant dick.
But did he beat people up?
He acts it up. No, he does not beat people up. But, no, he in this comic, to get back to his star for a minute, he informed his team to upgrade their weapons because it was only going to get harder from here.
Oh,
so
no.
Now they have to go beat people up.
I love Star.
The mom is trying to draw the daughter away from him, and it's not working.
Yeah, no. She's like, oh, where was he these last 10 years for all your birthdays and graduations from
– and she's all, maybe he's changed.
Yeah, he's like, oh, maybe he's changed. And I was like, oh, whatever. Apparently the wife also took, transferred the fortune that her and Gavin have and, put into offshore accounts in her name only. And the townhouse is not on the market. So now freaking dude is penniless.
He did question whether or not he would have taken his daughter's like college fund, but then decided, no, she does in fact love our daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she wouldn't fuck with her. So she's still fine. Which that entire thing was done to remind you that while Gavin does appear to be a dick, he does actually care about his daughter.
Yes. He does in fact have a heart.
Yeah. He has a heart. He's just kind of a dick.
Well, to me, he's a human being in the sense that, yeah, he's a horrible person, but at the end of the day, when it comes to his daughter, he's not going to explain.
Is he really a horrible person?
He's not a horrible person. He was a celebrity chef. Chefs, high level chefs, I've only known one.
Uh-huh.
They have an ego. They have a very strong ego. It's just something about the makeup of the way they are. And he has that. Because, you know, they're good and everyone tells them they're good and they know they're good. And to be good, you kind of have to know you're good. So they're arrogant.
Yeah, but
that's what he is. He's arrogant.
But then marrying the wife when he's gay. It's kind of like,
but he didn't. Maybe he didn't know he was gay.
I don't know about that.
I mean, you don't always. People aren't always 100% sure of that. Like, there are tons of stories about guys who got married to women and then decided they were gay.
Yeah, but that's
later.
Because it wasn't really social acceptable. And this is supposed to be a book in the future, so.
Yeah, but it's not that far in the future.
Yeah, it's not like I don't think it's like
more.
It's like what, 30 years in the future?
It's more alternate it's more like an alternate world than they're not in the year 3000.
No, they are certainly not.
They're still using the same technology we use now, so.
It's just society is different in their world. And also, the daughter tried to text him asking for help and stuff. He was like, do you need a... And he's like, well, this is not her battle. So he kind of like ignored the text.
Well,
this upset her.
He would like to have his daughter around more, but he doesn't want his daughter being in the competition where they have to run around fighting.
Yeah.
Like,
and also he's trying to stay away from, having to bring in with her, the arguments with him and his ex-wife. He's like, oh, she's being brought into this. This isn't her fight, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, another great issue.
Yep.
Yeah, I think me and Marvel talked about this. It's a great book. This issue, while you know, the problem with this book, this specific issue, is that the others were so great. They're such a great standard for Starve, and this was just a pretty good issue, but it wasn't as good as the others, though.
I disagree, because all the other issues, it was like a one and done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this one is continuing, so you can't really judge it until the story's done.
No, but if you, as a single issue, I thought the last issue was better than this one, but this one's still a really good issue. Don't get me wrong. This
well, no, but I'm saying it's not a single issue, though.
It's a very minute, criticism. No, and, it's not, and it's not even a criticism.
Issue three had a beginning, middle, and end. This was a beginning. There's no middle.
Well, here's the way I'm saying it. It's a fantastic series, but of the four issues of Star so far, this is the weakest.
I don't even think of that. I think this is probably like third best.
Okay, but with that said,
I wouldn't even rank them like that. I think every issue has been pretty much the same in level of quality. The writing's been strong in all of them. The art has been strong in all of them.
No, actually, the art is the one thing I have a problem with this book. I've never been a fan of the art.
This book perfectly.
I've never been a fan of it, but I can forgive that when the writing is so good. But with that said, I think there's a reason why this book. It's obvious that they're telling a three-part story, so the story's gonna suffer a little bit, but not overly bad.
But overall, I'm saying overall, you're not gonna think it suffered.
I don't think it suffered.
When you get the full story,
with that said, it is in fact one of the best series we read on a regular basis.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. We've talked enough about it. So
I don't think we have. Star Wars is a great book. Everyone,
we talked a lot about it. We talked about Gordon Ramsay. We talked about cooking shows.
The thing is, we write this book's nuts a lot
because it's good.
No, it is. It is. It's very good. But
if you haven't already read this book, because it's amazing and it deserves all the adulations we give it.
All right, let's talk about the next comic because I'm bored talking.
I'm not. We could do a whole podcast on Starve.
I have nothing else to say about Starve.
Okay. Amazing Spider-Man, Renew Your Vows, number 5, writer Dan Slott, art by Adam Kubert.
They beat Regent.
Huzzah.
This is probably another fast one. Spider-Man, Mary Jane, and Annie, they team up to defeat Regent. Annie stabs Regent with that inhibitor, so he loses his powers, but he's still powerful apparently. So, Parker, they kind of tease that he's gonna kill Regent with, the thing. He was gonna stab him in the jugular. So he tells Regent a joke, and this distracts Regent because he laughs, and then he knocks him out.
The joke was pretty great too.
And they put him in high tech stuff.
Yeah.
So his powers.
Yeah, Hawkeye and his people, put him in prison.
I had one big problem with this.
Are you talking about the Doom stuff?
I already talked to Marvel about
Doom stuff.
Yeah, Regent is going on about how he's doing all this to kill Doom because he's a villain, and they have no idea who Doom is. They don't know who God Doom is. They don't understand that there's someone controlling the world. We have been told in Secret Wars that everybody knows who Doom is. Everybody is conditioned to worship him. Basically, he is their concept of God. Because he created the world, and everyone knows this.
I have a theory on this, actually.
Oh, okay, I want to hear this.
Okay, in Ultimate End, the world there doesn't seem to know who Doom is except for the heroes. So maybe this book takes place in the Manhattan world on Battleworld, seem to be unaware.
It could be just another world that doesn't know of Doom.
But why? Because the whole point was to have everybody worship Doom.
I think you're nitpicking,
I'm not nitpicking because when I read it, I noticed that
when he
brought that up.
Yeah, I noticed it too, by the way.
Or it could have been a thing where Regent was so powerful he was able to change people's minds, or he had propaganda. I don't know. It doesn't bother me that much.
Propaganda to make them not know who Doom was at all?
Yeah. He also had all those powers, dude. So maybe he did something. I don't know.
Has no one in this city ever considered trying to leave the city? Because if they left and left their area, then presumably the Thors would come down and tell them they broke Doom's laws. Like, there were a lot of problems with
Well,
with
he also was ruling with an iron fist, too, so it's not like people could have left on their own free will.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's the last issue.
No, it doesn't, but I mean, there were, you know, if you try to read it in Battleworld, I'm just saying there is a problem.
Yeah, I realize that, but it's like one of those things I noticed the issue, but because this is the last issue of this five-part series, and Secret War is about to end, I can overlook it and not care.
Yeah, I'm with Marvel here. I don't really care. I noticed that too, but you know, the series is ending and kind of Secret Wars is kind of wrapping up a lot of these books, so I don't really care.
Cause there's a thing like that in Ms. Marvel with, that one guy, Cameron, who's like, oh, then, what's his name is going to take me back? What was that guy's name? The guy who, actually, since we're already talking about it,
let's go into Ms. Marvel number 18, writer, let's see if, they fixed it. No! Comic List still hasn't fixed it yet. It's G. Willow Wilson, but they still have it billed as C. Willow Wilson and art by Adrian, Alfona.
The mist apparently isn't really Terrigen mist.
No.
I guess.
No, but they never explained what it was.
Yeah, but Amir got power. He got force field powers.
Probably temporary.
Yeah, that's what they alluded to. It's like, oh, it's probably temporary. Captain Marvel told Kamala that it looks like the world's ending, and she gave him something that's like a tracking device, you know, like with a GPS tracker, like a little emblem.
Yeah, and it had the Captain Marvel logo with the Miss Marvel logo in it.
The lightning bolt, yeah.
What was the name of that one Inhuman, the one who had all the ancestors and...
Lineage.
Legion?
Yeah, Legion. Lineage. He's like, oh, if I make him into into an Inhuman, then Lineage will probably take me back. Lineage was killed before all this takes place.
And but he doesn't know that.
No, he did, because there was an inconsistency with this Ms. Marvel. Remember Ms. Marvel 16? And I pointed out, I'm like, okay, I know for a fact this takes place after they took him down, but he was still with Lineage at Attilan. So I'm like, none of this makes sense. The last couple of issues of Ms. Marvel, there's been a continuity error. There's, I don't know, maybe she wasn't talking to who's writing, Inhuman.
G. Willow Wilson.
Yeah, she probably wasn't talking to Soul. There were some inconsistencies. I think this is a result of that.
Okay. Well, whatever. I honestly, I missed that.
So. No, I caught it from the, like.
I didn't notice. I liked this issue.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. So, at the end of the issue, they're at the school. The parents are there, and they're all worried about Amir because, you know, he was kidnapped.
Which is so funny because they blame Kamala.
Yeah. But then Kamala kind of had this thing where she's like, well, we're about to die, so I don't want to go to heaven having lied to my mom. So she told her mom that she was Ms. Marvel, and apparently her mom knew.
Of course her mom knew.
Yeah. But the next issue is the final issue.
The parents always knew. And there was some development of her brother because he's pointing out, you know, he really didn't want to be a superhero.
No, he did not.
He's like, listen, everybody thinks I'm faking this. I like going to the mosque. I like doing my stuff. I like being a normal guy. I don't want superpowers. I don't want a bunch of adventure. I don't need any of that. I'm happy. I'm happy, the way I am.
I remember the first
issue. Nobody believes me.
Yeah, I remember the first issue when we found out that he was so into the religion and doing the volunteer stuff.
We thought he was a poser.
Yeah, because he didn't want to have to get a job.
Yeah, but apparently he's legit with all this.
Because remember the dad gave him a hard time about not having a job.
This was good, and I thought Captain Marvel was reacting to the end of the world in an appropriate way for a superhero to react. This is really the only time we've got someone reacting in like a dramatic way to the fact that, oh shit, the world's gonna end.
Yeah.
Well, which is because she had a moment to stop and talk, and she wasn't just fighting.
Yeah, it was kind of like, you know, it was a bittersweet moment in the sense that the world, they know the world's coming to an end, but they have this opportunity to make the world right before it ends, so.
And it's sad too, because Kamala got, you know, her hero came and endorsed her,
mm-hmm.
and told her, you know, I and everyone else thinks you're doing a great job, but the fucking world's gonna end.
But sorry girl, the world's coming to an end.
Yeah, and I have to leave now. So later. That was sad.
Yeah,
but you know, she's gonna be an Avenger when Secret Wars is over.
And I love that we have the original artist back, cause I love the way they draw Kamala, especially with all her faces she make. My favorite one was when they were blaming her and she got all frumpy and she crossed her arms and she went, it's like, huh.
Well, we have one more issue.
Yes. And I'm fine if this book takes time off so that they can have the original artist draw all the art for this book.
I don't care, because you go on and on and on about the art, and aside from that one issue with Wolverine or those two issues, I have had no problems with the art in this book. I like the other artist.
Yeah, the one that was like anime, I like that one.
Not much.
Yeah, I mean, this art is the art's generally good in this book.
To me, if it's not that one artist, my interest in the book dips.
Well, I don't care.
Okay, Darth Vader number 7, writer Karen Gillan.
It's number 9, ain't it?
What did I say?
7?
7.
Okay, my bad. Yeah, you're right.
Is it 7?
No, it's 9.
Am I right? Okay.
It's 9.
Okay.
It's 9, my bad. And it's art by Salvador Lacar.
More Vader and the other guy, you know, the other guy basically like, oh, I'm not gonna come out and say it, but I know you're doing something wrong. I'm a scary dude. Oh.
Yeah,
it's getting kind of tedious.
Yeah, the one detective that Thanos. Yeah. I don't know.
Thanos.
Yeah, Vader pulled a bait and switch on some rebels who thought they finally had him, cornered. And he was doing it for a distraction. Because when the guy was getting suspicious, he's like, I was at this planet and I killed these people. And that was part of, I guess, a way to throw off that detective guy. They go to like some weird, barely legal droid fight place or something.
BattleBots.
Yeah, more or less. they interrogate some arms dealer. And apparently those cyborg, kids or whatever, the ones that are like Jedi Knights, but they're like cyborgs. They're all killing all. I don't know. This issue wasn't even that good. I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah, you're right. And so far up to this point, Darth Vader has been really good. But I'm right there with Marvel. I don't much care for this book.
I don't know. It felt like a tedious read. I don't know. Of all the Vader books, this was kind of, I don't know. The doctor, Dr. Aphra, she's trying to buy some information.
Yes.
And she's looking for some guy who's like a mortician on Naboo. I'm not sure why. I don't know. I don't. Was it just me, Laura? Did this book just not that good?
It wasn't. It was the weakest issue of the series by far, and it's because they didn't move the story forward. They walked in place, and
they're milking
the
it
last.
Now.
Yeah, the last issue they did a bit of place walking, and the only thing I can imagine is the series has been extended in length a few times.
And it's not because they wanted to tell a story, it's just because it was selling really good and
yeah.
And this is,
I'm
this
now,
is sort
I'm
of
now
a casualty of that.
100% based on sales.
Yeah.
Because like I said, him and the old guy, the inspector, it's like, it's been 4 issues now of him basically teasing like, oh, I know what's going on, really. And Vader, you know, being like, oh.
But this book was supposed to be 5 issues or something, and then it turned to 7, and then turned to 9. And I think it's 12 now.
Yeah. Which, I mean, he obviously had a finish in mind, and he's had to keep pushing it back. So it's gonna pick up again. I mean, I wouldn't drop this book over one issue I didn't like.
No, it is gonna wrap up soon, so, and we've had a lot of really good issues, so it's worth sticking around for.
He's treading water.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Just like we've seen in other Marvel books where it's a good story, but they're stretching it out. We're getting that with Secret Wars too.
Yeah.
All right. Next book. Since we're talking all things Star Wars. God, this is a hell of a title. All right. Journey to Star Wars, The Force Awakening, Shattered Empire. Writer Greg Rucka. Art by Marco. Checchetto.
I'm going to say right now, this was not that much better than frickin' Vader.
This was worse than Vader.
No, this is better than Vader. Me and Marvel fought about this. Here's the problem with this book. This book isn't what I wanted.
No.
Yeah, no shit. This was not what I was expecting.
This doesn't pick up at the end of the last battle in Return of the Jedi. This picks up during.
And then.
The last battle in Return of the Jedi. Now.
And then,
the last,
and then right after.
Yes, the last page leads you into right after. Which, the only thing I can imagine is they're going after the remaining Empire forces.
Yeah, they don't know. They lost communication. They don't realize that the war is over and they're at the other side of the moon.
Although, couldn't they just look into the sky and notice that the Death Star has been blown up?
Well, dude, I don't know. Here, let me get this out.
It was kind of a big deal.
The new movie, there's obviously stormtroopers. There is an evil guy with a lightsaber that Empire forces continue to exist.
Yes, it doesn't matter if it's a freaking Death Star or not.
I think that's what this series will kind of deal with, is maybe where they went. But as far as like the big sweeping, you know, how did they reform?
Yeah, we're not getting that.
We're not getting that in the series.
To me, what this book is, it's strictly a cash grab. They put Greg Rucka's name and they just said, oh, this book takes place
I don't think it's a cash grab because you could tell from the end of the issue, they are doing something that's in between the two movies.
I think the novels are going to be more
because the novels can develop more because they have more time. This is 4 issues. What I will say for this book was it had incredibly good art. I'm going to like looking at it. I hope there are more space battles. There were a few cute moments in it. Han Solo featured very heavily in this. Apparently he's the character they decided we're going to follow, Han Solo and Chewie. It's not rogue fun Han. I am a military commander in the rebellion Han.
With responsibilities, yeah.
With responsibilities, yeah. So he's not quite as fun, but he is fairly serious. But again, really good art. I do want to see what happens in this story.
No. I feel like we got bait and switch here, and I think that's what the series is going to be.
Okay, well, don't read it. This is going to be one of those things. If you're going to read every issue, but you don't have anything in particular to trash about it other than saying, I thought this was boring, it's not what I wanted, then don't read it.
Okay.
Because the entertaining thing is, when we read a book and we really hate it, not when we read a book and we think it's boring. That's what Lightning Round is for. Okay. So you should not read it unless you think you're going to be able to trash
it. Okay, when you guys are in the third, fourth issue and it's still just dicking around.
The fourth issue is the end.
I could say I told you so.
This is only 4 issues for real?
This is only 4 issues. Yeah, that's why I said stuff is going to happen. It's a 4-issue series. It's not a long-running series.
I don't know how important that's what's going to happen in this book, though.
I don't know if it being important is going to determine whether or not it's good. It could technically be important and be bad. It could not be important and it could still have the great art and be well written.
No, I'm going to wait though.
It's only 4 issues. If you don't want to read it, don't read it.
I'm betting on this book being, while not bad, just being worthless.
Every Secret Wars book we've read has been worthless. I feel like we've had this argument a lot. Nothing happening in any of the Secret Wars books we've read has been worth
but some of them are really
none
good.
None of it's going to matter.
Some of them are pretty good.
Right.
So I'm fine with it.
This could end up being really good, but I'm saying don't, if you don't like something because you didn't think it was very good, that's fine, but don't say it was worthless.
Well, to me, it was both though. It was both though. That's what I'm saying. Not only did I feel like I was wasting my time, but it wasn't all that great either.
By the way, the release publication date for this book, the issue 1 came out September 9th, but the release date for issue 2, 3, and 4 is October 7th, October 14th, and October 21st.
You know why they're doing that?
Leading to the movie?
Yeah.
The book.
Oh, there's a book?
The post-Jedi book is coming out, and they probably want to finish this before the book comes out.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because the book is going to take whatever they do and develop it more.
And who's writing that book?
It's a regular book. I don't know.
It's not a comic. It's a book.
Oh, okay, I thought we were talking about a graphic novel. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, so they probably want it out before the book.
Okay. Next book, Civil War 4, writer Charles Soule, art by Linleo Francis Yu.
I like this.
The Skrulls are behind it all. That was a horrible, disappointing
reveal. Is it really that disappointing?
But yeah.
It explains a lot though.
They're lame.
It explains why Panther's acting out of personality.
It also ties into, horrible Bendis storylines that followed civil war and, you know, Siege and Dark Reign and all the other various Skrull features. Like, I'm sorry, I hate the Skrulls. I find them to be so boring. It's, oh, we're shapeshifters.
They're
cool characters, but no one so far has really done anything with them worthwhile.
I don't know when they're aliens who can change shape, and now they're faces, so they don't even have a planet anymore.
Actually, last we left off, they did in fact have a planet. They had a new planet.
Oh, did they get a
new planet? Infinity. I think they colonized some new ones.
Yeah, and Infinity.
Well, it doesn't matter because that happened in a world that no longer exists, and nothing that happens in this book matters because
we'll regain that back when they come back.
It looks like the next issue is the last one. In this issue, they got ready to go to war.
I don't think they developed the premise as much as they could have.
No, I agree with Laurel. They haven't really.
Well, part of the problem is 5 issues, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not badly written. This is not a badly written issue.
It was a pretty good issue, actually.
Yeah, it's just the reveal of it's the Skrulls. Like, you're in Battle World. Couldn't Black Panther have just been a heel?
See, but you say that now, but you were complaining when you said, Cap's out of character.
Why is Black Panther acting out of character too?
They could have given an explanation.
You can't have both arguments.
I'm asking for an explanation.
You can't have it both ways,
The problem with Iron Man and Cap being out of character was there's never any explanation for why they were acting out of character. They just were.
Well, the explanation for
with
Cap,
Black Panther, instead of saying it's Skrull, well, they could have explained what happened to Black Panther.
You know what the explanation for Cap acting out of character is? He's freaking at war with fucking Tony Stark.
Also,
I mean in the original Civil War is what.
Okay, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about this.
Okay, well, in this, it's alternate reality. I've come to accept that.
Okay, then. You can't have both arguments.
Well, I just explained how I could.
I know, but before you didn't.
I agree with Lero to a degree, but I just like having fun with Marvel at your expense.
Well, I'm not gonna get mad and yell. I'm right.
All right, let's move on to our final book. Siege number 3, writer Karen Gillan, art by Felipe Andretti.
I felt this was a gigantic drop off in this series, and
I still thought it was good.
The art was bad.
I don't know. I didn't have a problem with the art.
I thought this was a good book.
Why did no? Fuck you. The art was bad. Why was everybody's legs that long?
Angle?
That bugged the shit out of me.
I didn't even.
No, it was not angle because it was done from every angle in every fucking page except for the three splash pages, which were done by three different artists. One of them was good. One of them was generic, and one of them was kind of bad. The rest of the art in the book looked like somebody was like riffing on Sam Keith, which did not fit this book at all. Those big fucking long legs bugged the shit out of me. Their legs took up more space than their entire fucking bodies. It was weird looking.
I liked it.
And Thanos had a little tiny head in the last page, which lessened his reveal. Now, I have to keep reading this because Hickman told me this is an important book.
Well, yeah, and Thanos is in it, so he shows up at the end.
Yeah, and that's real Thanos, right?
Yeah, that is real Thanos.
It's not that Infinity Gauntlet Thanos.
No. In this issue, the Bran and the rest of her team, there's an onslaught of Ultrons and shit that attack the shield. Well, they're coming under fire, but they're able to beat them at the end. And then at the end is when Thanos shows himself and he says to them, "Oh, I'm here to talk." So, yeah, that was pretty much it.
I liked it.
This could have been a lightning round, actually, when I think about this.
Well, you could say that about a lot of books we wound up doing a full review on. But
Suiciders is one of them.
Exactly. All right, let's move on to our next segment. Everything is awesome.
Greatest feeling of all time I had all my life.
Okay, guys, your picks for Book of the Week.
Starve! Wasn't even close.
This is the fourth issue in a row that at least two of us have given it Book of the Week.
Yeah?
It was better than everything by far. My second choice is Miss Marvel.
Yeah, I feel like I duped the listening audience. I really hated just about everything this week, and Star was the only thing I really liked. Like everything.
I didn't hate much, but I didn't love anything but Star, and I really liked Ms. Marvel.
Everything was okay to mediocre to kind of bad.
I don't know, I kind of liked Civil War.
Okay. All right, let's move on to next week's books. Okay, I hope with that musical interlude you guys pulled up Comic List.
Yep,
I did, and I won't be here next week.
Have we figured out what we're doing? Are we going to take the week off, or are we going to try to get a sub?
Hey, if you can do the show on Wednesday and read all the comics on Wednesday, I can do it. But
I don't know. We might be able to do the show by ourselves. We could probably do it. I got that Ring of Honor shit. You want to do it on Sunday?
We'll try to figure something out.
Yeah, because I got Ring of Honor Friday and
so
Saturday.
Pretty much everything's on the table. We may do a show later. We may just not do a show. We may just do a show with me and Marvel, or I might try to get a sub.
Yeah.
Well, let me get you your comics.
Okay. In case we decide, yeah. Love Prez. Love me some Prez.
Number 4.
That was a light week, so if we decide to take the week off for whatever reason,
it is actually a fairly light week.
Depending how light it is, we could just take the week off and add whatever books these are to the week after.
Me and Marvel agreed before I knew I was leaving to try Tokyo Ghost #1, which is unfortunately written by Rick Remender, but art by Sean Murphy. Sean Murphy's very good. This is an Image book, so Remainder tends to do better when he's not writing superheroes.
Maybe we can get our landlord to read these books with us.
Rat Queens #12.
Oh, you're gonna miss out.
I'm still gonna read the books, dude. I'm just
maybe you won't get to tell people what you think about it.
That's all right. They can do it without me. All New Hawkeye #5.
Continue.
House of M.
Guardians of Nowhere #4. Unless
we stopped reading that.
Okay. House of M #3.
That's a book I wish we'd stop reading.
It was fine last
year. Yeah, last issue was fine.
Infinity Gauntlet #4. Miracle Man by Gaiman and Buckingham #2. Yeah. I'm missing that. God damn it. Did you drop Secret Wars Journal?
Is that the, I always get that one confused with the other one.
Let's just read it anyway.
Let's see what the
horror icons, the Soska sisters, make their mighty Marvel debut in this twisted tale of demonic disease.
No, let's read it.
Fortunately for the savage citizens of Wasteland, Night Nurse is on duty. And then Aaron Alexovich enters the hallowed house of ideas with the superlative story of Doom's PR and outreach robot extraordinaire, Mil-E, the model citizen. Okay, you have to read that. They're bringing back Mil-E, the model, as a robot.
Okay, nice.
That's amazing. Okay, Spider Island, but I'm not here.
And I don't read it anyway, so.
Maybe I can do a lightning round.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should probably lightning round that. Spider-Verse #5.
Okay.
Star Wars #9.
Oh, yes.
Lando #4.
Never been a fan of Lando.
Bloodshot Reborn #6.
Oh, sucks to be you.
He's still reading them.
Yeah, but like
Ivar Time Walker #9. And Rye #10. That's a quick turnaround.
I'm going to have to lightning around that now.
So what? How many books am I actually reading? Probably. Not that many, huh?
No, there's a lot of stuff you normally never read, and there's stuff I'm probably gonna have to lightning round. All right, let's see how many books we got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 books.
And I'm reading like 13 of them.
I think at least two or three of these you straight up don't read.
And a couple of them are lightning round.
Yeah.
So you're going to have like 8 regular reviews.
Yeah. Maybe if all things keep glued to halfguard.com, we may announce what we're doing, or just keep your eyes open, because, you know, eventually we're going to do another episode, so.
The show on halfguarded.com should always be a full show now.
Yeah, because I get to
Batman
upload the show now.
Has access to the site. So, Batman is now uploading our show, which should ensure you do not go to halfguarded, as I did once, and download a show that ends halfway through.
Yes.
Which is very frustrating.
God bless Coughlin, but he's a lawyer by trade and he knows nothing about audio and uploading stuff to sites, so.
Well, I'm not. It's not Coughlin who's doing it, is it?
Yeah, it's Coughlin. It's Coughlin's taking the blame, and to a degree, he's the one who is uploading it, but. I mean, Tony also runs the F4W site, and that seems to be running pretty good. So.
Okay.
But, like I said, it's a work in progress, so. Even though there's weeks where I cut promos into Coughlin. It's gonna be something if we get Coughlin to do a show with us next week.
Oh, you would go crazy though. Coughlin's audio quality on our podcast.
I'd probably sit down with him and be like, okay, dude, take a lot of pride in this show. We gotta give you a good setup.
Stop doing your show on your cell phone while going on walks.
Lurwell's words, not mine.
He does that. It's not like I'm shitting on the guy. He actually does that.
Yeah,
and
I told him to buy a digital recorder. They're cheap, and they sound fantastic.
I never feud with Coughlin, and I'm not feuding with him now. I'm just saying.
No, and he's giving me access to the site, so.
All right, here we can drop this.
Yes. So from all of us
at Halfguard. We're talking site news, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. So from all of us at halfguard.com, thanks for checking out the show. And as always, see you guys next week. Adios.